So the Gemara says, if you ask around about the fellow's reputation, you find out that he is such a tzuvim rabbanim v'lo mishanim b'dibure. He never tells a lie, only on these three things what we would recommend to tell a lie, then you're in fulfillment of the din of Doshei Shalei Hei Ramai, and you give him back the Aveda b'tviya sign. What are the three things what we recommend to tell a lie? So the Gemara says the three are b'mesichta. What in b'mesichta? Someone has a shaila. So he asked the guy, do you know Yeridea? I have a shaila. So he says, I don't know Yeridea. So I'm going to have to throw the food out because I don't have anybody who knows Yeridea. So Tosfos says, if the guy asks halacha lemaisa, the Torah says in Kriya Shema v'shinam tam lo v'lecha shiyu divitar mechudod de meficho. Shinana means a sharpie. He's supposed to know the answer right away, not supposed to be megamgen. So what do you mean? The guy asks me, do you know, I have a shaila, do you know Yeridea? I'm going to say, I don't know Yeridea. Then this guy's going to throw the food out. He's going to give it to the guy. That's not right. So if he has a shaila, halacha lemaisa, so I say, yes, I know Yeridea. What's the shaila? You have to give him an answer. But if the guy's not asking a shaila, just he's writing an almanac. He wants to know how many students in yeshiva know Yeridea. So it's none of his business. But he's making a psychological, sociological, anthropological research. So tell him you don't know Yeridea. What is it? What does he have to know? How many people have been? Ask him, did you finish us? What is his business whether I finish us? So you're allowed to tell a lie. It's a midah tova to tell the truth. The pasuk says, v'halachta b'drachav. We have to, we'll be all created B'Tzelem Elokim, with Midas of Elokus, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is described in Tanakh as having so many different Midas Tevas. So we have to emulate all the Midas Tevas to preserve the B'Tzelem Elokim that was instilled within us. So often there's going to be a contradiction between one Midah and another. So here there's conflict between Midas HaEmes and Midas HaAnova. Midas HaAnova requires that the fellow should say, I don't know the Mesichta, I don't know, I have not yet made a Siyam HaShas. And Midas HaEmes requires he should tell the truth that he did. So we say that Midas HaEmes should give in to the Midas HaAnova. So the Mesichta, you're allowed to tell a lie to say, I don't know, unless it's relevant. Unless it's relevant. He has a shaila, so you got to tell him, I do know. What's the shaila? Yeah, what's Bepuria? Puria is a bed. Rashi in Tosfos, Puria is a bed. So Rashi says, the guy asks, was I with my wife last night? So Tosfos says, which Meshuggah is going to ask that question? Even a Meshuggah doesn't ask that question. So it doesn't make any sense. So Tosfos says, no, but Puria means like this. At the time that they still observe the din, that the Baal Keri is not allowed to learn Torah. So one guy didn't show up in the yeshiva one day. And they ask him, is everything okay? How come you didn't come? So the truth of the matter, he didn't come because he was a Baal Keri and it took him all day long till he went to the mikvah. Mikvah was locked. He doesn't have to tell everybody in the yeshiva he was a Baal Keri. He doesn't have to tell, they don't have to know his private life. So he's allowed to say, I had diarrhea. He's allowed to say, I didn't feel well. I had the flu. He's allowed to tell a lie. That's how Tosfos touches up the Rashi. Rashi learns a very surprising shot. They ask him if he had tashmish with his wife. Which pair of them is going to ask that? So Tosfos says, no, he was absent from the Beis Medrash. And so he doesn't want to tell the real reason, so he tells a lie. Fine, that's mutta. The Mashah has a different shot. He says, but Puria, this is a famous Mashah. The Chidush HaGadol, he says, Puria means Purim. And Purim is the din you have to drink at the Loyoda. So the fellow's a Talmid Chacham, he's not drunk. But they ask him, do you need some more wine to get drunk, or have you already fulfilled Adal Yada? So he tells a lie and he says, I have fulfilled Adal Yada, and it's not true. So it's permissible to tell a lie. So the question is, but he wasn't yet in the mitzvah? Why is it permissible to tell a lie? I mean, he wants to drink in his own home. He wants to drink, he doesn't want to drink with this guy. He's afraid he's going to get drunk over here, he's going to say whatever, he's going to go crazy. So he doesn't want to drink with him. Says, yeah, I was ready to say Adal Yad. And then he's going to go home. He's going to drink Adal Yad at home. He doesn't want to drink over here. That's how the Mashah says. But Purim means Purim. It doesn't mean a bed. Rashi and Tosfos understand Purim means a bed. And then Ushpiza means if I was a guest by someone else. And then people, other Rabbanim asked me, how did they treat you? Did they treat you nicely? I'm going to say, yes, they went all out of Kavod HaTorah, they treated me very nicely. So all the Mishalochim from Meretz Yisrael are going to hear about it, and they'll all come to this guy, and they'll clean out all of his money. He won't have anything left. So that's not right. That's not right. How does Rashi say? V'yichalu es mamono, the top Rashi on Chav Dalam and Aleph. He's going to give a very good report. Kedesh aliyik b'tzubalo b'ni adam, everyone's going to come to him. V'chalos mamonim, they'll empty out all his money. So you're allowed to say, not bad. How'd they treat you? Not bad. Tosis quotes the other Gemara that the Gemara in Brachas on Daf Nun Ches, Areach Toiv Mahu Emer, a good guest should say, Kol Ma Shetorach Balabai, Shetorach Ela Bishvili. He should praise the Balabai, say, thank you very much, I see you went out of your way. That's when he's talking to the Balabai. So he's talking to nice Anashim Mehuganim who are not going to come and hold up this host. But if he's by people, he doesn't know who they are. He knows that they're Anashim Shenim Mehuganim. They just want to know who's going to give him a lot of money. So then it's permissible to tell a little bit of a lie. This is on the last line, as a kasha, this Gemara Nivamis, that we learn out that from Avram Avinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't fully 100% honest with Avram Avinu, that when the Malachim told her she's going to have a baby, so she started to laugh. So the reason why she laughed was because she said, "Badani Zokin, my husband is too old to have any children." When the Rebbe Shlom said it over to Avram Avinu, so he didn't want to tell him, "Your wife said you're so old that may ruin the Shalom Bayis." So the Rebbe Shlom told Avram Avinu a lie. He said that Zora said, "Ani Zakanti, I'm an old lady." So the way the Gemara Bava Metzi interprets, my youth was restored. That's a statement, not bitmiyah. I'm going to have my period after being such an old lady. 20 years after menopause, I'm going to have a period again. So the Gemara says, no, it's ben yichlus. After I was already an old lady, my skin recovered and I have youth again. But my husband is an old man. How is he going to have? So she really said something negative about her husband. But Shalom didn't say over the truth. He said, Baniza Kanti, that your wife was laughing. She said she can't have a baby because she's too old. So you see that the whole chiyuv to act with midas tovus, never to tell a lie, is based on the halachta b'drocha. But you see, the Rebbeinu Shlom himself writes in the Chumash. We don't know exactly is that when the Chumash quotes someone as having said something, it's not necessarily a direct quotation word for word. Yeah, but a lot of times in Chumash, things are not word for word. That's what the Ramban has on Parshas Yisro. The Gemara was only worried about the contradiction between the text of the Aseres Adibris and Baas Chanan and Yisro about Shama v'Zachar. There are other contradictions. What about all the other contradictions? Ramban says they're all approximately the same. The other contradictions are not all the same. Zohar v'Shama is a major difference. That Zohar is a mitzvah sase, Shama is a mitzvah sase. So which is it? But it could be that the text on the Aseres Adibris was neither what it says in Yisro, nor what it says in Baas Chanan. Could be it's in Ganzen different. It's approximately this. No, when the Rebbeinu Shlom dictated the Chumash to Moshe Rabbeinu, he dictated word for word and letter for letter. But what he dictated is not necessarily word for word what it said on the Lucha. It's not necessarily word for word what Parim Eloquence Rhyme said. And not necessarily word for word what Lavan Harami said. When you quote someone as saying something, it doesn't mean that it's dictated to Moshe Rabbeinu, word for word and letter for letter. But it doesn't necessarily have to correspond to what really happened. So a lot of times it says something in Chumash, Rashi and Chumash use Rashi and Parshas Yisro on the Aseres Adibris talk. It says Vayam Hashvi, Vayonach Vayam Hashvi. What do you mean Vayonach? The Rebbeinu Shlom is working so hard in Sheshis made Bereshis that he had to relax on Shabbos. Vayonach Vayam Hashvi. So Rashi quotes from the Tanaim, Hichtiv Biatzma Menucha. He dictated to Moshe Rabbeinu, write Vayonach, so people should learn from me. Vayalachta Bedrachav. I had to relax. I had to take it easy. So they should learn from me. They should relax. But it's not that it's really the Rebbeinu Shlom had to relax. He created the world below Leo Shachaleh. He didn't get exhausted. There wasn't such a... He didn't exert any effort and energy when he created the world. A lot of times, you have Hichte Biatzmo. So here also, Hichte Biatzmo. Hichte Biatzmo. The Rebbeinu Shlom wrote in the Chumash that he told Avram Avinu a lie. Doesn't necessarily mean that he told him a lie. We don't know exactly what happened there. But Hichte Biatzma, he told Moshe Rabbeinu, right, that I told Avraham Avinu a lie. So all the Jews should know, the Doris, that part of Halach de Bedrocha was that they're permitted and required to tell a lie if it's a situation of Shalom Bayis. You have different places like that. The Gemara says in Brachas, Minayin Shakadosh Baruch Hu Mispal, how do you know that Rabbanu Shalom davens every day? Who does he daven to? He davens to himself. He davens to himself. So the Gemara says, because says, Habiyasim al Harkot Shavisimachtim Beveis Tifilasi. The Beis HaMikdash is my shul, Beis Tifilasi. Pashup Shat, you can say, Beis Tfila, where the Jews daven to me. It's my bias, and they daven to me. The Gemara says, no, Beis Tfilasi means I daven there. So it doesn't mean the Rebbe Shalom Davin's a little funny. So it's Hichte Biatzmo. He dictated like that. Or the Gemara says, Minayin Shakadosh Baruch Hu Minyach Tfilin. The Rebbe Shalom wears Tfilin. He doesn't have a body. How can he wear Tfilin? So Hichte Biatzmo. He dictated to the Nevi'im, write in the Nevi'im that I Davin. Write in the Nevi'im that I like Tfilin. Why? To teach us that there, that's what Rav Soloveitchik said. We have to do 613 mitzvahs. So some of these mitzvahs are a fulfillment of V'halachta b'drochav. You should do chesed, Rabban Shem, Ahu b'al chasodim, Apato b'al chasodim. So davening and wearing tefillin, the Tanoim are telling us, is a chelik of preserving the Tzelem Alekim. That people have to daven in order to... Hichta b'yatzma, Rabban Shem told the Nevi'im, write in Tanakh, is if I daven. So the Jews will understand that davening is to preserve their Tzelem Alekim. And legging tefillin is not the same as sitting in sukkah. It never says in Tanakh that Rabban Shalom sits in a sukkah. That's not part of halachta b'drachah. But wearing tefillin for a Jew is to preserve his tzelem alekim. Hichta b'yatzmo, as if he does that. So here also, hichta b'yatzmo, as if he told the lie to Avram Avinu, to teach us. A lot of times it says in Chumash, Rabban Shalom did something. He didn't necessarily do that. It's not 100% true. It's not a lie either. He dictated it to Moshe Rabbeinu, write it like that, so that people should know that's the way they should act if they'll be faced with such a situation. So the Gemara has here the three cases where it's a mitzvah to tell a lie, it's more permissible, and the additional case, that's what Tosfos quotes. All the Rishonim talk about that. How can the Gemara only said three? The Gemara didn't say four.
It's a mitzvah, it's permissible. If it's not, it must be correct, otherwise
more correct when you have a conflict between Anova and Emes, that the Anova should win. Usually the Emes loses out to all the other Midas. Here Anova wins and the Tznius wins. By Purya Tznius wins and Ushpiza, but Al-Machaber wins out over Midas Emes. Usually Midas Emes loses whenever it's a conflict with another Mida. For human beings, there's often a conflict between one Mida and another. So the Gemara has to tell you which Midah should win.
Why is here a problem? Why can't we say that the problem is Mashana B'Dibur L'Mana Shalom?
Okay, it could be that he told an outright lie. He told Avraham Avinu, your wife said I'm an old lady. It could be that that's what he wrote in the Chumash, Hichte B'Yatzma. Whenever it says in Tanakh, the way that Rabban Shalom runs his business, the way he runs the world, doesn't necessarily mean that that's what he did. The Rashi and Chumash quotes, Hichte B'Yatzma. He dictated to Moshe and to the Nevi'im, write it like this, so Bnei Yisrael should learn a Musa Hasta, like Vayonach Vayam Hashvi. It doesn't mean that he rested. He told Moshe Rabbeinu, write in the Chumash that I rested, so everyone should know that observing Shabbos is a chelik of Tzelem Alekim, of Halach to B'drachov, to preserve this on Shabbos, and davening, and tefillin, all hichte b'yatzmo, we should know like that.